A Prime Time with Clarissa Montero replay from Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome once again to Chasing Cars. I'm Clarissa Montero in the studio with me, always in good company, Julian Koh from SG Carmart.
Hello, hello.
Hey, you know, last week it was like chasing cars, literally, 27 categories.
More like chasing train.
So if you kind of like jumped in the middle thinking it was going to be a car review, I apologize profusely for having to put you through
nothing
so
of that
much
sort
stress.
Yep.
Today, it shall be a leisurely chasing cars. We're talking about the Singapore Motor Show 2019 that was a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
Now, a lot of new cars were unveiled, were previewed.
Yep.
They're not going to be on the road for a while yet. Most of them, we don't even have prices on yet.
Yeah,
some
exactly
of them haven't gotten clearance to be on Singapore roads
exactly
yet.
Exactly.
But very exciting time for potential car buyers.
Yep.
If you can wait.
Well, probably till the second half of this year.
Mm.
Yes, that would be a safer bet.
Okay, so we've got an SUV to talk about, the brand new Audi Q3.
That's right.
I like the Q3s. They're small, they're easy to hide. You know, easy to hide. Yeah, easy to hide. Easy to parallel park.
It's hatchback on stilts. So yes, quite easy to hide, very easy to park.
And what were your impressions of the car?
Well, it looks good. I mean, it's an Audi. It'll always look good. Mm. A lot of them argue saying that, you know what, it looks the same, blah, blah, blah. But I say, no, it's those small little minute touches that make such a big difference.
Okay.
And I think that's where Audi excels the most. Subtle touches to make the Audi Q3 stand out. Yeah, I would say it's definitely one of the...
Is it a brand new cycle or is it a facelift?
It is a brand new cycle.
Okay.
For
so
the Audi Q3.
For the Q3, which,
yep,
which might herald a completely different approach to the SUVs as they roll the new ones out from the other...
Yes, I think the Audi Q3 would actually have the Audi virtual cockpit and those, like, you know, touch display concept that debuted in the Audi A8 flagship model.
Mm-hmm.
So buyers of the Q3 would actually enjoy all these new tech gizmos and stuff.
Well, the technology has taken a huge leap forward.
Yes.
All the cars that they are now previewing, that they're talking about launching, mm-hmm, all have very, very new tech on board.
I call them marketing gimmicks, but yes.
Well, you see, that's because you, like me, will try to figure out how to switch most of that off when we're actually driving.
Yep.
Where is the off button for, you know, all these nanny controls?
Yes. Best is to do without them.
But
lesser,
you know,
problems.
We both test drove the A8 last,
yes,
year, late,
yep,
last year, and we were both blown away by that leap in technology.
It's computer on wheels, literally. I mean, it's a really, really big car to pilot. I can't forget how hard it was for me to park, parallel park.
I didn't try.
Oh man, it was
it
risky
wouldn't fit
business
anyway.
Risky business.
I there was no way that the A8 could fit into the parallel parking spots at SPH. I need to, and that does not mean I'm a lousy driver.
The car is huge. The car
is
definitely
huge.
The Q3, on the other hand, yes,
can
I'm sure.
Easy to hide.
Yes, that is definitely a walk in a park. Parallel parking will be a walk in a park. But the Q3, it'll be expected to go on sale sometime in June 2019.
Do we have any indication of what it will cost? Not yet, right?
No idea.
See,
absolutely
they're,
no
they're
idea.
They're being all coy. When even with BMW, I asked, how much? Big smile, have another drink.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, well, all the secrets, liars.
You know, so they're not going to tell us how much these cars are going to be. But, you know, you can guess. Audis are always a, sort of in a, the same price range, within,
yes,
a few thousand, 10,000,
yes,
20,000.
Well, it's a premium compact SUV. I mean, you can expect a premium price, I would say, but...
Slightly under $200,000.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably, yes.
Probably.
Yes.
And, you know, however slightly under, it will might be a pleasant surprise.
Well, one can never tell.
One
will
can
never know.
Never tell. We are talking to SG Carmart, Julian Koh. We are trying to reveal to you some of our star, I can't say star buys because none of these cars are really available to buy yet.
Nope, star cars.
Star potential buys in a few months' time.
Yep.
Now, you know I have a soft spot for BMWs.
Yes.
And I loved the M3.
Fair enough.
We've had this argument many times, which one's better, the M3 or the M5. But, you know, it doesn't matter which one comes second because the M3 is a great car.
Absolutely.
So it was with a lot of interest for me when they said they were going to be previewing the start of the 3 Series line.
Yes.
Which means at some point there's going to be a new M3.
Yes, there will be. At the booth, BMW showcased the BMW X5.
Yes.
And the BMW, of course, 3 Series. That is actually one of the most attractive cars at the Singapore Motor Show, undoubtedly.
New tech, completely new car, new cycle.
It actually looks like a smaller version of the M5.
Mm.
You know, nice air intakes, nice colour. The headlamps are all glued together and joined, well joined with the BMW signature kidney grille.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's instantly recognisable as a BMW, for sure. Mm-hmm. It looks good. I like the colour, actually.
You know, BMW has had some misses with colours.
Mm.
You know, several cycles ago, there was an M3 in what I refer to as bird poo yellow. So when you say colour in BMW, I'm like, you need to expound on this.
The dark blue is a dark blue one.
Okay.
It's
That's
a dark
pretty
blue
good.
One.
Okay.
No, but it's... I haven't driven the car yet, but my colleague...
No, none of us have.
Yeah, well, my colleague has actually driven the car.
Your colleague needs to be killed.
I know. He even drove the prototype version of the M340i on the track.
Right. And again, I say your colleague needs to be killed.
I know.
So that we can take his place.
But he said that it's actually even better than the current one, the 3 Series. And the current one is already very capable. So I can't even begin to imagine how the 3 Series is really like.
Right. Well, they're talking about second half of the year release.
Yes, in Q2.
In Q2. So, you know, it'll be a while before we can get our hands on it.
Yep.
I'm really looking forward to it, like I said, because if there's a new 3 Series cycle, at some point there's going to be a new M3.
Yep, definitely. Well, that is
after
something
the
to look
3-4-I.
Forward to. Yeah, but that is definitely something to look forward to.
Absolutely. Now, again, we say we don't have any prices and the specs are also subject to change. So we don't want to give you information that will be wrong by the time the car is launched officially and released. But if, you know, previous 3 Series are anything to go by, you're looking at 150,000 plus minus.
No, it could be more actually, because this time round BMW will release the 330i, one in luxury trim and one
definitely
in the
more.
M Sport trim. So it's we're looking
more.
In the region of about 210, right
really?
Up to 230. Yeah,
wow,
that's right.
Start saving your money now. It's Q2.
There's still time. No worries.
Got time to save money. All those ang paos you were giving, going to be generous with, take back.
Yep.
Take out half.
No more $18, $20,
$28.
No more.
$8 is fine.
Just 8 is fine, yeah.
Yeah, 8 is fine. Nice, round, singular number. Oh, I'm a bad person.
Save the red notes, give the purple ones.
They always said more is better, right? So there's more small ones.
Yes.
All right, so then... I have to say one of the most interesting things at the Singapore Motor Show 2019 was Nissan's big announcement.
Ah.
2022, they are going electrified.
Yes. Well, they're not the only one who's going electrified.
But they're going completely electrified, which is quite shocking.
It is.
And very brave and very forward-thinking.
Very bold. It's very bold. And they showcased the Nissan Leaf as well as the Serena.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Leaf has always been talked about. We actually test drove the previous generation, or maybe two generations ago, Nissan's Leaf. And it's very
best selling electric in the world, right?
Yeah. And it's the only thing unfortunate is it happened to be like a research and development car in Singapore. It didn't really make it to the roads. But it deserves more than that now, especially if they are aiming to be 100% electrified by 22.
We are talking to Julian Koh from SG Kamat, and we're talking electrified. Now, it's a big word, electrified, because it isn't just the car being electrified or plug-in hybrid. It is the infrastructure that needs to support all these...
Don't get me started on infrastructure.
...estimated additional cars that are going to be on the road. Which is why I like the plug-in hybrids, because there's no...
Best of both worlds.
Yeah, there's no... what is the word? Range anxiety.
Yes. You never get that.
Yeah, battery flat. Okay, combustion engine takes over,
exactly.
Charges the battery while you're driving. So I really like the plug-in hybrids. It doesn't in any way change my lifestyle or anything like that.
Yes.
Full electric, that one is quite, to me, I can't get my mind around it.
You'll have to. Well, I think it's a matter of getting used to.
Mm.
You know, I mean, at this Singapore Motor Show, there were so many electric cars. There was the electric Kona Electric, Jaguar I-Pace, Nissan's Leaf, so many. It was all over the place. But the one that I drove recently was the Audi e-tron, the car that will come sometime in Q3 this year.
Mm.
Now, it's 100% electric. It only has a range of about 400 kilometers. But in Singapore's context, 400 km is actually ample. It's ample.
Yeah, but let's face it, we are Singaporeans, which means we all drive into Malaysia on a regular basis.
Well, yes, that is true.
So it's not just our infrastructure that has to come up to speed, right? It's also Malaysia's infrastructure.
Yes.
That one, I say you wait long.
It's going to be a bit of a challenge, but well, barring that, electric cars right now with proper decent range, I'm talking about range starting from 350 onwards,
right,
it's something that is best suited for a country like Singapore, city driving. It's perfect.
Singapore's perfect for electrics and plug-in hybrids. Perfect.
Yes. The only problem
really
is infrastructure.
I really enjoy driving a plug-in hybrid. Again, no issues of range anxiety.
Yeah.
And because of the combustion engine, you have an engine note.
Yes.
Which personally is my complaint about fully electric cars, because is it even on?
That is a good point.
But it's... But I'm a gearhead, so you expect that from me. That I'm not indicative of the average mile.
Well, likewise, but I feel that electric cars, they are inevitable. It is the future.
It
something
is the future.
That we can't avoid.
It is coming.
At all. So I want to embrace it rather than go against it. You know what I mean?
I'm going to embrace a tree. That's my sustainability message right
fair
now.
Fair enough.
I shall go and embrace trees. I shall go and have more plants in my house.
Recycle.
And have a plug-in hybrid.
Have a full-on V8, 5-litre V8 engine.
Not quite that evil. Although that sounds good.
Yes, that is always the best.
V8 anything. How can you go wrong? You know all those years ago when bigger is better than V10, V12.
Oh, man.
Those days are over.
Long gone. They're long gone.
Unfortunately.
Well...
But okay, let me for the record say that I completely support the whole electrified movement.
Yes.
I am very, very much about sustainability. I am very much about the environment. This is a problem for me because I'm also a gearhead.
It is. It's a bit of a two-headed snake. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're like, I don't know. It's very difficult.
But
I do support
the whole electrified sustainability, all that. Now, my only request to all the car makers, if they're listening, is can I please have an engine note?
Even
it can
if it's
be fully
fake.
Electric.
Yes.
Can you pipe in an engine note so I'm more comfortable? At that point, it's a full electric, right?
Yes.
But you can give me a...
Might as well, right?
You might as well pretend give me a V12
might as well.
Sound.
Might as well.
I don't need a stereo. Just give me a plug in my V12.
Well, yeah, electric cars, they are inevitable. I walked into the Singapore Motor Show and it's all electric. Electric car this, electric car that, plug-in hybrid this, plug-in hybrid that. And then reality really set in. Mm. This is going to be the future.
Yes, this is, and this is the precursor to autonomous cars. At which point, both of us can stop reviewing cars.
Of course, of course.
The computers can review them after that.
I wonder if it's going to be my time. I wonder if, like, you know, during my time here on Earth, I can actually have a chance to experience a fully autonomous vehicle. Yes. Maybe my daughter's time, but,
No. Honestly, the way the car makers are going, yes, I think both of us will be alive and not senile by the time autonomous cars are a reality.
Oh, man. Just...
And on that questionably good or possibly bad note, that is it for Chasing Cars this week. Next week, we take a look at, again, we revisit this very, very interesting topic that we visit every once in a while, affordable cars.
Okay.
And the reason for that is COEs did go up a little bit.
Yes.
But they're still a lot lower than they were this time last year.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Even if it goes up a little bit more because of Singapore Motor Show,
mm-hmm.
it is still going to be much more affordable than before. That's one thing for sure.
So we're going to look at some of the 2019 car trends and the cars that we think you should take closer looks at in the next episode of Chasing Cars with Julian Koh. I'm Clarissa Montero. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.